Ljubljana. Radio Študent, vi slište? Halo. Halo, Radio Študent.
Halo.
Ja? Halo. Radio Študent. Hello? Hello? Tukaj je ministrstvo za eksperiment.
Now this is live on the air already without any preparation, and the message is going through very slowly.
I'm getting you and all your noise you're producing there. So I'm totally unprepared as always.
Tako se zgodi, dragi poslušalci, radio Študent, da linije niso popolne na svetu. No, signal, ki ga pa dobivamo, je pa seveda malo povratne zanke mojega originalnega signala na poti v Berlin, ki se potem tam oplemeniti in se prenese ponovno v Ljubljano. Na drugi strani je cela ekipa, s katero smo že sodelovali, radio XLR, Ulf, Dagmar, na drugi lokaciji pa Monika, na tretji lokaciji v Gracu je Martin, in potem mi zide že v Hanovru, je pa Mike. Tukaj počakujem še Marko Tehošnika, ki obljubil, da pa se malo pogledat. V glavnem, kar precej se nekaj zapravljali, se nekaj zapravljali tukaj okrog tega sešna, džem sešna.
Radio XLR, live from Eichner, Plaza, Berlin, Heidelberg.
Tukaj
počakujem še
The Slovene answer, it really is not about our problems, who will begin, who has a concept, who will start to do the noise. The noise is already there. I wouldn't probably lose much time with the beginning, but maybe we can all just say who we are, so that we, in the beginning, hear all the participants with their streams. Is it okay? Verjetno bo v redu, ne? I think it's the best thing for Ulf to present his audience, his little enclave. Trenutek neodločitve. Ok, bomo pa vzeli besedo Berlinu 1, pa se podal v Graz. So, Martin, I'm now
switching. This is Extended Life Radio Division from Reichenauer Straße, live from Berlin, Kreuzberg. We are on the phone line and we have some guests here as well. We hope we get into contact with somebody else on this connection.
Ok, imam tudi Ulf, tudi v Berlin, ta prva ekipa v Berlinu. Maybe now I could switch to Graz. Is it ok with all of you? Ok, zdaj bomo pa prišli v Graz, bomo videli, kaj tam Martin počne.
So, in front of a computer in a university computer lab, enjoying other people working with this media, enjoying the sound coming from everywhere, mixing a little bit. Yeah, send it back, give an answer, not more.
Sorry, we didn't hear much of Graz, but it's a small place with computer probably, just like everywhere. So maybe I now jump to the second equipe from Berlin. Let's see if they're there. Checking now. Checking now. Checking now. Still checking. Checking now. Still checking. Checking now. Still checking. Checking now. Still checking. Checking now. Temu se lahko reče kaos mednarodnega etra. Tukaj bi lahko posredovali kakšne mednarodne policijske enote. Glavno, nekako se kar ne moramo zmeniti, kdo bi prevzel. Aha, zdaj se je Berlin 2 javil, ne? Zdaj bi mi poskušali prijeti, naprej, Berlin 2. Mislim, da je to. Ampak prej se moramo dogovoriti, ne? Thank you.
on Radio Zagreb, 1926.
Halo, halo, ovdje Radio Zagreb. Pozdravljamo svoje prve slušaoce i molimo da nam odmah telefonom javite kako nas čujete. Halo, halo, ovdje Radio Zagreb. Dajemo vam naš prvi program. Ovdje je Radio Zagreb, na valu 276 metra. Svojim slušalcima želimo dobro večer i uredan prijez. Čitav večerašnji program naše stanice davat će se za one koji nemaju vlastitog aparata na velike zvučnike i slušalice u dvorani kemijskog laboratorija na Mažuranićevom trgu. Našu večerašnju emisiju otpočet ćemo s pola sata moderne glazbe gramofonskih ploča tvrtke Edison Bell na gramofonu tvrtke Mitifon.
Minutes. Okay. Probably they have a very nice acoustic program with poetry, with nice music, so it's worth waiting a while. Okay. In this moment we remain in Berlin number one, but I would like to jump maybe to Graz. Or what is Graz standing? Maybe Graz is standing Berlin.
Reading the chat line, many people I don't know around. Yeah, in the background, I mix everything I can get here.
This is Martin Schitter from Graz. I think he has a lot of competence and experience in this computer stuff. But he has a strange habit to show himself as a woman. I don't know if this is normal or not.
but he gets more propositions probably. Ah, Martin, no?
No, don't take it too serious. It's just a name, not a woman. although in this radio field or net radio field or whatever, I think it's very important that there's a top somewhere in their name or in the tag or whatever it is. Your gender is a political problem at the moment. Probably also a personal problem. And at the moment I feel a little bit like playing a game with this fact.
I found quite recently, because I'm not into this computer stuff very long, just began a year or so ago, that this chat is full of transvestism, or how to say it. Transvestism, and sometimes this chat is mistaken, especially in Slovenia, with sex chat, but it's free, of course, like most things with internet. And I found that there are some very aggressive elements also on the chat, because lots of times I heard this hackers saying that they will nuke somebody, like throw him a nuclear bomb on his server, and I think it's very aggressive sometimes, but maybe it's just worse.
I'm really working a lot with computers and spend too much time here in front of the screen. But IRC and this chat room is really a field which is not familiar to me. I don't use it that much often, probably also because I don't speak and write English that well. And yeah, it's like a dirty bar, you know it, it's somewhere around, but you're not often there, and yeah. It's totally strange to me, but here is a side channel to coordinate the things. It's really useful.
Yeah.
But I don't take it serious.
Yeah, it's very useful, but sometimes it happens so that the main activities, the main debates are going on in parallel to this sound program. On IRC chats, and somehow this should be transmitted into voices, maybe, but it's much faster, IRC. I was wondering if I may continue this stuff of presenting the participants. Martin, is it so that a whole lot of these Kunstradios, these local radios in Austria, began under the influence of Heidi Grundmann and her big job that she did with this artistic part of media? I wonder about that. She's some kind of mother to all of you.
Yes. Heidi Grundmann is of the concentrated, probably not only here in Austria. I think she's really important for the whole European scene in this field. She did that job for more than 10 years now, and we are all very strong influenced by her. But on the other hand, I would personally say that we have a very, very hard radio monopoly here in Austria. And the artists playing with this media, even if they had their space in the public radio, are also very hardly influenced by this monopolistic and very hard barriers of access. So yeah, this kind of tension between a small gallery inside the official radio station and the hard rules how the game is played are probably the main initial. Yeah, no, hard for me to explain, but there is a special climate and a special group of artists coming out of this whole situation, and therefore it's a speciality here of Austria, which has to do with Heidi Grundmann, which has to do with monopoles, which has to do with hard limited situation.
Yeah, but I also know that in Austria there is a very long tradition of using media in an artistic way. And probably Heidi Grundmann and ORF 1 are those with historic memory of the things that were back there. And there are link also to this very moment. I know for a number of these independent Austrian radio stations who have been fighting for years, for decades, to get on the air, and this moment, this year, is a year when most of them have got licenses to start. I know of this Agora, which is a bilingual radio station, and now I know about Radio Helsinki from Graz, who has their problems, but I don't want to repeat it. Probably we'll tell about it some other time, or you may tell it now if you want. And I know then of this Freies Radio Oberösterreich, and those are the only ones who I didn't meet yet. But the scene is very active, I know. If you want to say something on this, explain in more detail, you are welcome.
Yes. Well, it's hard for me to summarize the situation. There are a few nice small stations around, and they got licenses. A lot of them got licenses the last month or. But I think the main problem is that also a lot of commercial stations got licenses during the last month, and I think the whole situation here will change. I'm not sure if the alternative voice will be louder or more interesting. Probably the boring kind of radio, the everywhere commercial station, will be the big winner of this change. But at the moment it's a bit open and a lot of people are working and thinking about it. So, we have to to watch the situation a bit, and in a few months I can say you more how I feel it and what's coming out.
Okay, I see it now on the chat that the second group at Interflux office, I think, in Berlin, is ready. So we will pass the word to Dagmar and the whole bunch, Monica, and now I will connect it. I don't. yeah. The last information was we have to wait. The panic is here. Yeah, the panic is written with 4 K's, so it's really panic. So maybe we can continue with Graz, with Martin, because it was only lately that we came into contact, and he was the only one who gave some reaction on a project which was half a year ago, and which most of those people who are now present here have been into. At least there is one into every group in Germany. So, yeah, I will not talk. I will wait until somebody else does the job.
Yes, a little bit crazy. We're making radio here on the map, and on the other hand, there isn't a big crowd around us. Sometimes I feel a silence a little bit more than the sound on the net would.
Okay.
But on the other hand, I think we shouldn't care too much about this pressure to produce sound and radio program. I think this feeling that a lot of other people are working in other places, and there is some visible common success, some small steps forward, and you have the feeling we're getting better from one week to the next. So that's nice. And
yeah, sometimes there is a big question. Why do we connect on this international level? Of course, one is politics, which is good to get more power, to get decisions on the broader level. The other one, which we are trying to find out, is this common situation level, or I don't know, common social cause that we have in common, or cultural, same cultural roots, or whatever, same scene. This was not said yet. Usually we came into contact with only certain kind of music, or certain kind of artistic expression.
But I think I think that's really typical for the network. I would say that's typical for the network, that people with same interests find their own channel, their own place to work with each other, and so it isn't necessary that we have exactly the same ideas about music, about radio, about activity, but it is possible that I find other people with similar interests over Europe or the whole world in the network, which I cannot find here in town, or probably it would be harder with them to work here in town. I would have to make more compromises than on an international level here in the network. I think that's really typical. All these news groups and all these specialized web pages, they have the same function. A few interested people find a place and, they begin to work on something, find other people which are interested in it, and then it's growing. And that's the whole story we are playing with here now.
I agree totally. So now I think it's time that we can join the second group of Berliners. I think I got their server. And we will see. We are getting Berlin branch. Secretarian Moni, hello. Take over.
Probably
as I could understand, not very much, but Dagmar is waiting for my question or for something to say, but I didn't understand one bit of a thing. I know that she was talking of some lecture which was on virtual body, I think, but the sounds were quite nice. Not that they were good, but nice.
Okay, still the most new thing here around is the wine I'm drinking and the cigarettes I'm smoking and the environment I'm in here. So, it's about meat, it's about eating, it's about food, it's about direct personal bodily feelings, body to body, of course, baby. There's still the most new thing here around is the wine I'm drinking and the cigarette I'm smoking and the environment I'm in here. So, it's about meat, it's about eating, it's about food, it's about direct personal body feelings, body to body, of course. And as Joseph Eden Bosmer asked us whether the physical space needs to be connected to the net. No, it doesn't need to be connected to the net, not at all. It's not really important. The physical space is first important thing, anyways. And as Joseph Eden Bosmer asked us whether the physical space needs to be connected to the net. No, it doesn't need to be connected to the net, not at all. It's not really important. The physical space is the first important thing, anyway. Ein Kommentar? About this thing is the idea of complexity. I mean, the complexity you can reach, and the complexity is somehow created out of maybe it's an attempt to extend your real body into the net, your opportunities of perception. Just being asked on the IRC whether I'm in harmony with my connected body all the time. No, I'm not at all. it's not very interesting for me to be in harmony with my connected body. What is my connected body? My body is not connected. My body is just connected to the net via means of the keyboard and my ears and my eyes looking at the screens where I can't really look at now. These means are very stressful to me, feel very stressful to me. I mean, people are reading text from paper since ages, since the invention of writing, and so it doesn't make a difference whether I look at the screen or something else, so that doesn't make my body more virtual or anything than before. We don't have to talk about it, as I just read on the RRC. We don't have to talk about them, we just fade in the music. This is some flash out from Hamlet, we thank him from this wonderful background track.
Okay, so if now I understand, okay, we go to Alice now, to Martin in Graz. Is it okay this?
It always feels like minutes to get a little bit of feedback from Slovenia that makes it hard to say anything, send you anything, react to you.
But Martin, if you hear me, you said that maybe you would prepare some kind of machine, some beast that can do this like live act mixing. Is this possible? You say shit and I can hear it while you type it. And this beast probably I can get somewhere, huh? No sound anymore.
I don't know what's going on over there. I don't hear anything at the moment. Wait a moment. Oh shit! Okay, come on, just hold it. So. Now I hear myself again. I'm back again, and I have sound from south. So what's going on? What's it doing?